is Top 5 Things Podcast. A look back at what we got done on our morning show, which you can hear at Planet 93.9, the Quad Cities Real Alternative Radio. My name is Dave. This is my partner, Darren. Hello, Darren.
Hello. The podcast is brought to you by Nature's Treatment of Illinois. They've got a location on Tech Drive in Milan and West Main Street in Galesburg. The recreational waiting lists are available. You can reserve your time. All you have to do is go to the website, ntillinois.com.
Here's number one.
Number one.
Story of a guy who is doing the crypto game here. Cryptocurrency. At one point, he had over $1 trillion in his account. Chris Williamson was, he says here, dabbling in the crypto stuff. Quote, I've been dabbling in the crypto and stuff now for maybe 8 months. And, you know, we found some of these, I guess it's just like play coins, things that people make. He sank $20 into a cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
It's called Rocket Bunny.
Rocket Bunny, that's the crypto.
Rocket Bunny.
Okay.
That's the crypto he put $20 in. Now, you dabble more in this crypto than I ever would. $20 doesn't really seem like it's enough to be worth your while.
I don't know where $20 is going to make you a trillion.
Well, he puts $20 into Rocket Bunny, and then he doesn't think much about it. And then he wakes up. He says, it's 9 a.m., and I always check my phone. By the way, real go-getter waking up at 9 a.m. I woke up, it's like 9 a.m. I always check my phone and check how my crypto is doing to see. And when I looked at it, I'm waking up, and I just was like, nah, I'm sleeping. This guy is a nursing school student. He says, I look at it again, and I'm like, at that point, I fall out of my bed, literally, and I run to my desk, and I'm logging into the Coinbase app and stuff, and I'm talking to my friend, and I got him on the phone like, dude, you need to help me figure out how to sell this now. Because the balance was for $1.1 trillion. The $20 he put in somehow became $1.1 trillion.
I don't think that's right.
Well, his thought was, I don't care if it's right. I need to move.
Right.
That's their problem.
Well, here's the
I'm a trillionaire.
This is what I would suggest to him.
Yeah.
You need to know how to sell it.
Mm-hmm.
You need to figure that out right away. You don't need someone else helping you.
He says he attempted to move the cryptocurrency to another wallet, but it wasn't showing the same price.
Yeah.
Then he contacted Coinbase, which said that they were basically looking into the matter.
Mm-hmm.
He also tried to contact the people at Rocket Bunny, but never heard anything back. So then at that point, he was like, okay, this is $20. I'm just going to have fun with it at this point, because clearly I'm not. Clearly, I mean, it started to make sense to him as he was waking up. My $20 did not become $1.1 trillion overnight.
No, it didn't.
He tweets here, I'm going to need someone to explain what the heck is going on when they write me the check. I got a mega yacht shaped like a penguin on standby. He says, you know, when you look at it, it's like, you know, there's no way I'm ever going to get this amount of money. But he is saying that he will settle on the $1 trillion. He will settle for 5 cents on the dollar.
You know, I don't know you, but just what I'm hearing about you.
Yeah.
I don't want you to be my nurse. Could I have a different nurse, please?
Nursing school student who's rolling out of bed at 9.
At 9.
Yeah. He says he's been expecting the large sum to go away at any moment, but in the last couple days, it's actually been growing. I just got a counter, quote, I just got a counter and actually did the screen recording showing the number go up and up and up. He checked to make sure that he bought the correct online coin, since there are some scammers out there. But he was able to determine that it was legitimate. And now he can't stop thinking about what if the 13-digit dividend that he's getting was real. He's tweeted at Elon Musk with the hope that he can help answer this trillion-dollar question.
Yeah, that's who's going to get back to you.
He says, I thought for sure, because he trolls people all the time, I'm hoping he actually saw it, and maybe he's been following it. I don't know.
Maybe I concentrate on your studies.
He He says if he really does get money like this, he'll end up doing what he's done most of his life, which is help people. He'd make sure his family was cared for. He'd pay off his sister's
homes. But you're not getting this.
And maybe start some free clinics, he says. That's a lot of money that I could never spend in a lifetime. So I would do some good with it. No, you couldn't spend $1 trillion in a lifetime. You couldn't. That's true. He says he's sure the whole thing is a glitch for now and his account is frozen. So he can't withdraw, purchase, or trade while he waits to hear back from the company. A buddy of his who lives in Jasper, Georgia, bought the exact same coin but did not get any of this windfall in his account. So they both bought Rocket Bunny at the same time. One of them has $1.1 trillion. He says, regardless of what happens, this will be a great story for the future, that for a couple of days in the summer of 2021, he was a trillionaire. I don't know, man. What if he were to go out and start spending money because the app told him he was a trillionaire? He's having fun with this. I'd get a lawyer on the phone, man. That doesn't seem like something they should be able to do. Now it's $1.4 trillion.
I see it. I see the picture.
That is, for a $20 investment. I mean, I've been on the fence on this crypto, but if you're telling me I can put $20 into something and get a $1.4 trillion return.
Yeah, that seems like a good return.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not Johnny Stocks and Bonds over here, but...
Number two.
I have an update, Darren, to a story you heard first on Dave and Darren. Last week, we told you the story of a South African woman who claimed that she gave birth to 10 babies.
Right.
All at once. What was it? Decuplets? Isn't that what we learned that term was? And I thought it was strange the way the story was written last week, and we suspected that it might be a yumbo. I thought it was especially strange the way it was written in the reputable news sources that covered the story where they said that she claimed to give birth to 10 babies.
Right.
It turns out she has now been admitted to the hospital for a psychiatric evaluation amid speculation that she was never actually pregnant. So delivering decuplets would be a tricky thing to do under any circumstances. Remember, the claim was she had 10 babies.
Yes.
They weren't using any fertility drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And that she went and had a C-section.
So as opposed to 10 babies, we're talking about...
Zero babies.
No babies.
Yes, yes. The same babies you or I are capable of producing. This woman, Gosaimi Thamara Sithole, is 37 years old, made headlines with the record-breaking birth. It was strange, too, that she did this a couple of weeks after somebody set the previous record of 9 babies. She was taken to the psych ward at a hospital in Johannesburg and examined by a medical team. They say the medical evaluation shows there was no pregnancy, and there are no physical scars to indicate a recent C-section.
Okay, so no C-section.
No, no. She's now being held against her will at the psych ward. She declined that she should be taken to the hospital for a psychiatric evaluation because she feels very strongly that she's of sound mind. Okay, if you're of strong mind, where are the 10 babies?
Well,
at?
I'm a liar. That doesn't make me crazy.
Now, there's all kinds of pictures of her with a belly that is cartoonishly large.
How much more proof do you need?
See, part of me feels like, what if she did have the babies? And this is like one of those Nightmare Hulu specials. Like, you know, they take her babies and they tell her that she's crazy. It's the kind of thing
that's
they would do.
That's what's going on Hulu?
Well, it just seems like a Stephen King movie on Hulu or something. I don't know. The baby's father, there's a weird turn here where the baby's father, and again, these are babies that don't exist.
Leave me out of it.
He himself is calling the children's existence into question. He made several attempts to visit his girlfriend, but she's not disclosing her whereabouts or the condition of the 10 babies that she claims that she had with this guy. And the family concluded that there were no decuplets. And until proven otherwise, he's embarrassed. Because he went along with this because he bought in that she had 10 babies in there.
Yeah, how do you think I feel?
The local health officials say there is no record of decuplets being born to anyone in the area. But a lot of her relatives are maintaining, no, she really did have 10 babies. Taking the record from Halima Sisi, a woman from Mali who delivered 9 children back in May in a hospital in Morocco. No, it's that I did this. I bet Octomom is furious with this story.
Yeah, how old are her kids, 40?
They got to be getting up there, yeah?
Retirement age?
Closer to home, there's a story of a woman who also faked a pregnancy. This one is in Texas. The headline, I think, says it all. Woman fakes pregnancy to both her boyfriends and has one kill the other with a toilet lid. That's Texas.
That is delicious. He's going to take me today to get a new toilet seat because mine got broken and was sliding.
I killed the guy with a toilet seat.
Tommy Brown thought Christina Rodriguez was pregnant with his child. Her other boyfriend thought the baby was actually his. Both men were wrong, and one of them ended up dead. Now this is going to be a Lifetime movie.
But now he's dead.
Right. Tommy Lee Brown grew up in Fort Worth, Texas. After high school, he worked as a janitor for his dad's janitorial service. Took over the business, as a matter of fact. In 2004, he began a relationship with a coworker, Connie Moreno. Although they were together for almost a decade, they would break up all the time. This is all coming to light on a new TV show that's on the Oxygen Network. It's a new show that's called... Oh, I think you've talked about this in the past. The show is called Snapped.
Right.
It's about people who snapped. Sundays at 5 on Oxygen Snapped, they tell the story here. Tommy wanted children more than anything. In the spring of 2013, Tommy and Moreno enlisted a surrogate to bear Tommy's child. But before the child arrived, the couple split up again. His dreams of having a child would never come true. Then on September 7th, Andrea went over to Tommy's home after not hearing from her for several days, which was unusual. He didn't answer the door, so she let herself in using a spare key that she kept in the mailbox. Upon entering, she saw her brother lying on the floor, called 911. Investigators arrived. They found Tommy lying face down in a hallway outside the bathroom. He'd been dead for several days. Plastic bags had been duct taped around his neck and his hands were tied behind his back with shoelace. Had multiple blunt force injuries to the head and 9 fractured ribs. Shards of porcelain were found on the floor around Tommy, and 2 distinct shoe prints were identified in the dried blood on the floor. The killer had tried to clean up after themselves. In fact, bleach had been poured over Tommy's body. No signs of a forced entry. But there were several items missing from the home, including a TV and Tommy's wallet.
Take the TV. There are some good shows on these days.
Like Snapped. The police detective says here, my initial feeling was this is someone he allowed in the home. So we felt like our suspect was somebody that he knew.
Yeah, I don't think you even have to carry a license. You don't have to have a license to carry a concealed toilet lid in Texas.
They faked the pregnancy and then murdered this guy. And, I mean, you can find out all the details on Snapped. I don't want to ruin Snapped for those of you that are Snapped fans. Faking pregnancies. That's a thing.
Boy, the effort people put in.
Yeah, I had a buddy who had a girl fake a pregnancy on him. And that was something else. Because they were together, and then he broke up with her. And then she went over crying one day saying, I'm pregnant with your baby.
Mm-hmm.
So then they got married.
Yeah.
And then she miscarried the baby. There was never a baby. And this buddy of mine was like, what happened? Like, he comes home from work and she's crying on the couch. And she's like, you know, I lost the baby. And he's like, oh my God, it's awful. You know, we'll get through this. And then he starts asking questions like, did you go to the hospital? And she's like, I don't want to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, put two and two together. And it turned out that that she was never pregnant. She just was eating like a horse to make it look like she was pregnant.
That greatest scam ever.
Because when he was
win.
He's telling the story. I'm like, well, how did that work? He's like, oh, she ate like a horse and just kept gaining weight. So I just assumed she was pregnant, but then she wasn't.
As a matter of fact, she was eating horses.
Right. So then they get divorced, and while they're going through the divorce, they shack up and he ended up knocking her up for real.
Oh God.
It's totally true story.
Oh.
Totally true story.
Oh, boy.
It's like, what kind of Days of Our Lives nonsense is this? Oh. Yeah.
Boy, yeah. This must have been one of your friends from the Genius Club.
He's a smart guy, but made some weird decisions in the mid-90s. I'll give you that. The Genius Club.
Number three.
What's your take on steak sauce? Do you have any strong opinions on steak sauce?
That I typically don't use it.
Yeah, ditto. But if somebody wants to, that's none of my business.
No.
The major brands, of course, Heinz 57 and A1 steak sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
It's not that I've never used them.
Yeah, I have.
I have.
But you tend to use it on... I mean, A1 is for when you're cooking up a steak that you paid a dollar for, right?
Yeah.
A1 is for when you're eating meat that could be horse. You don't know. You got a deal, right? You wouldn't put steak sauce...
You can taste the savings, yes.
Right. There are people that have very strong opinions about steak sauce, I'm learning. When you ask, you know, do you do Heinz 57 or A1? And people say, how dare you even ask this question? You don't put steak sauce on a steak. There's a story here of somebody wondering on Reddit if they're in the wrong. I'm a 32-year-old male. I've been dating my girlfriend, who's also 32, for just under a year. We have, I think, a really good relationship so far, so I'm a little puzzled by a fight we recently had. I want to know if I was in the wrong. About a week ago, she asked if she could come over to my house and make me a nice meal. I told her, of course. Why would I turn that down? She came over with a couple of porterhouse steaks, some corn on the cob, potatoes, and asparagus. Proceeded to grill everything but the potatoes, which she boiled in my kitchen. While she was busy cooking, I took it upon myself to set the table out on my back deck. I included candles as well as what I considered basic spices and condiments: salt, pepper, butter, and steak sauce.
Mm-hmm.
When my girlfriend served up our two plates full of food, she saw the bottle of steak sauce that I had included and said, oh, hell no. This is a good cut of steak, and I seasoned it well. Don't you dare put steak sauce on it.
Right.
I did take a couple of bites on the meat, naked, as I call it.
Yeah.
And while it was tasty...
Big cut of meat went with the porterhouse, huh?
I just really miss the slightly tangy taste of the sauce that I think complements even a good cut of meat.
Mm-hmm.
I told her she couldn't have done a better job, but just due to my own taste, I was going to use a small amount of sauce to enhance the flavor. She got really mad at me. I think she was being unfair and that she took it too personally. I just happen to like steak sauce, even on a really good steak. But maybe since she sprung for a couple of good cuts of meat and was nice enough to cook them for us, I should have just eaten the meal the way she wanted me to. What do you think? Was I wrong?
I mean, I wouldn't beat somebody up if they wanted to use steak sauce.
Yeah. Yeah. It just seems like you knew it was going to be a problem and you went ahead and did it anyway.
But having said that, if you knew it was going to be a problem, maybe you should have went ahead and just kind of foregoed it this one time.
Here's my take. And, you know, I feel like I'm pretty good at navigating relationships. I have a lot of long-term relationships.
Maybe this isn't
the
girl for you.
No. I would just say this. When someone tells you, a girlfriend, a partner, whatever,
mm-hmm.
when someone tells you, oh, hell no,
mm-hmm.
that means, you know, maybe don't. Maybe just go ahead and eat the steak. Also, if you're at a point in your life where you can only eat steak with steak sauce, I don't know that that's great either. What are you, a child?
Well, at least he didn't break out the ketchup.
Well, that's another thing. People get very upset. Ketchup is good if you're having steak for breakfast, and it's like a 50-cent steak, right? Then that's okay.
At the El Remo.
Right. I know you think it's ridiculous that I am someone who grew up believing that you don't put mustard on a hot dog.
No, you do believe. You believe that you put mustard on a hot dog.
Yes. My views have evolved.
No.
No, you're right. I misspoke. You only mustard is on a hot dog. You never put ketchup on a hot dog. That's how I was raised. That's in the region of the Midwest that I'm from. It's strictly verboten. Now, having said that, when I grill hot dogs, when I have a weenie roast, I will make ketchup available to my guests, because while I would never put ketchup on my hot dog, what you do on your hot dog is none of my business.
Well, thank you.
When I have a backyard weenie roast, I'm not there to place my tastes on you. I'm not there to enforce what I think is right or wrong. If you want to put ketchup on a hot dog, that's fine. For me, never. For you, do your thing. God didn't put me here to judge what sort of condiments you want to put on a hot dog.
Well, that's big of you.
Well, thank you. Now, that's again, me evolving as a human being.
But you have a different view for steak if it's a breakfast steak.
Yeah, breakfast steak calls for... If it's steak and eggs, you put ketchup on it, right? Because you're not having a really nice cut of meat with breakfast steak, right?
Typically, that's not the case. Yeah, you're not typically having a New York strip for breakfast.
Right, I got filet mignon and eggs. That's not a thing, right? If you're having steak for breakfast... Yeah, probably, right? A little ketchup.
Well, you've got
to cover over where the jockey hit the steak.
You've got the ketchup on it. You've got the ketchup next to the hash browns anyway. So you just, who knows what gets intermingled.
Now, have you ever put A1 steak sauce on a hamburger?
Probably.
After all, what is?
Probably.
What is hamburger? It's not chopped ham. It's chopped steak.
Number
four.
If you're a zookeeper, how much time and energy would you spend thinking about the animals killing you and eating you? Because I think if I were a zookeeper, that would be on my mind all the time.
Well,
that at any moment, the animals could eat me.
It would depend on where I was working.
Right. If you're in the birdhouse, you're okay.
If you're in the butterfly garden.
That's a good gig.
Then, yeah, I'm going to take the butterfly garden, that gig.
But I don't think zookeepers get to, like, specialize, do they? If you're a general zookeeper. I mean, you have someone that works at the monkey house,
mm-hmm.
which you don't want that job.
Well, you should see the rings around the dark rings around the guy's eyes that works at the monkey house.
Not good. My man has seen some things.
I've seen some things. I can't go to sleep.
Yeah, gosh. When I was in high school, I took a date to the Lincoln Park Zoo.
Uh-huh.
Because it was free.
And, yes,
and
good
I
call.
I thought this will be great. We'll go to the zoo, and it won't cost me anything other than...
And maybe she'll even see some things that inspires her.
No, that was the problem. It did. That did happen, but that wasn't my intent. And... Because I was, you know, terrified of girls as a teenage boy. And I took this girl to the zoo, and we went to the monkey house.
Uh-huh.
And the monkeys were enjoying themselves.
Uh-huh.
In
Oh, hey, look at the pretty girl.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You know what we need to do, fellas?
Honestly, like, I don't think the monkeys did anything other than that at the monkey house.
Yeah.
It was just constant. And it was like, okay, we gotta get out of the monkey house because this is making me uncomfortable.
A lot of solo acts?
Yeah, only solo acts.
Oh,
yeah, oh, yeah. And, like, the thing, too, about the monkeys at the monkey house, it's not like they're done and then they move on to some other part of the cage and do something else. It's like, oh, that's done? Let's start it up again. It's like just a never-ending display.
Uh-huh.
It's, you know...
It's not that discreet.
No, exactly. It's off-putting.
Well, that's why the guy has got the rings around his eyes.
It's like, I can't, guys, the monkey house. If you get a job at the zoo and they say monkey house.
If you're in the monkey house, that's the same as like being put in the hole for 2 weeks.
Yeah, you've done something wrong.
Yeah.
Or you don't know the right people if your assignment is monkey house. That's not good. I would also, I imagine, I would also be consumed with the thought of the animals killing me and eating me at the zoo if I worked at a place that was called the Seaview Predator Park. Predator Park.
Mm-hmm.
This is a zoo in Port Elizabeth, South Africa, where over the weekend, zookeeper David Solomon was killed by a Siberian tiger after the animal climbed a 12-foot electric fence.
That I was pretty sure he couldn't.
Didn't know you could do that.
He's still coming. It's electrified. Doesn't seem to bother him.
That's terrifying.
That's bad.
That's terrifying.
Getting ever closer.
Now, this was a 12-foot electric fence. It's worth pointing out, the fence was turned off at the time for maintenance.
Who turned off the fence?
Well, who told the tiger it was turned off? 675-pound tiger named Jasper climbed the electric fence that was turned off for maintenance, then pounced on this zookeeper. The man suffered a broken neck.
Oh, boy.
Zoo saying in a statement here, David was unfortunately in the passageway between two tiger enclosures walking towards the water supply taps when the incident occurred, and Jasper got out. The electric fencing in the enclosure housing our Siberian tigers, Jasper and Jade, was being repaired when Jasper jumped on the exterior fence and got out. A 12-foot fence. He tried to climb the fence of a different enclosure to get to safety, but was pulled off the fence by the tiger.
But that one was electrified.
Yeah.
So,
great.
Okay. You're telling me this fence isn't electrified, but the one I'm trying to climb is.
That's terrific. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for your help.
Did I do that?
No, thank you. Yeah. After the tragedy happened, park managers declared an emergency and asked the public to leave the zoo. I bet that's fun.
Everyone, please leave the zoo. One of our zookeepers has just had his neck broken by a damn tiger.
Everyone's got to go. I don't see why I have to go. Brought my family here to a predator park. That's the sort of thing we wanted to see.
All I've seen is the butterfly garden.
At the predator park? Yeah, they're very surly butterflies. This guy was working at the zoo for 15 years, and it also says, Darren, that he raised Jasper since he was a cub.
Yeah.
The zoo has no plans to euthanize the tiger.
No, he's just doing tiger stuff.
At this time, he's living with another tiger there now. And it says, since the incident, the Jasper has calmed down.
Oh, he's got a very satisfied look on his face. Very pleased with himself.
You can't stop him. He's too insane.
Jasper also fought and killed another tiger, by the way. He was trying to get the attention of another female Siberian tiger. That's what they think he was doing. Like, this was something he did to impress another tiger named Amber.
Knowing that doesn't help.
And then, so now he's with Amber, the tiger he tried to impress, and it's like,
do you like that?
You see that, baby? See him climb that fence?
Broke his neck like a chicken bone.
Electric fence. Didn't even feel it. Climbed 12 feet, broke his stupid neck, baby. Does that do anything for you?
All the way on Electric Avenue just to come see you.
Then I take it higher. What do you think of that?
Five.
Number five.
Gumbo Yaya hasn't happened in the District of Rock Island since 2019, right? Obviously, they couldn't do it last year, and it sure doesn't look like it's happening this year.
Uh-huh.
I had a couple of Facebook memories of some times for Gumbo Yaya, the big Cajun celebration that they do in Rock Island.
Mm-hmm.
Not happening this year from all the looking I'm doing here on the district's website. Doesn't look like really anything's going on. I know that they are bringing back the go-kart races, but that's not till Labor Day weekend. But I don't see anything looking here at events happening in the state of Illinois There's a Juneteenth celebration down in Springfield. And up in Galena, there's the Great Galena Balloon Race this weekend. A hot air balloon race and festival in Galena. That could be worth checking out this
and
weekend.
And as David Nivens would say, now let's go racing.
One of the high honors, I would say, of all of our years together, Darren, was when it was Gumbo Yaya, and they allowed us to MC and officiate the crayfish head-sucking contest.
Right.
We would do that every year where we would get a bunch of listeners together. They would boil these crayfish for hours and hours at the Blue Cat, right?
There was something of a ringer for a few years. Okay. It was a Palmer student, right?
Yeah, yeah.
From Louisiana.
Yeah.
And, yeah, he cleaned up.
He would destroy the competition. And then he went away to go practice chiropractic somewhere, and the event became a little bit more fair.
Right, because some people are still, they think, oh, yeah, I'd like, yeah, I'll go ahead and do that. Mm-hmm. What do you mean you got to suck the head?
Yeah, that's, well, it's called a head-sucking contest. Yeah. So, yeah, there is that. The French Quarter not coming to the District of Rock Island this year. Maybe next year. Let's keep our fingers
crossed.
And
when's the St. Patrick's Day parade again?
That's in September.
Is it September or August?
What did I say?
You said September.
It's in August.
Okay.
Well, if you knew it was in August, why are you asking me? It seems like you're setting me up to fail.
That's kind of, well, no, but I never ask a question I don't know the answer to.
Then why do you ask? Yeah, it's like 50-some days away, right? It's in August. I bring this up because the crayfish that we used in the crayfish head-sucking contest.
Mm-hmm.
To the best of our knowledge, those crayfish were not exposed to antidepressants. But they've done a study, and it turns out that if you are a crayfish and you're exposed to antidepressants, you are more adventurous.
Hmm.
Traces of antidepressants being found in our waterways, and it's altering the crustacean's behavior, which the thing is, when you're a crayfish, you don't want to be adventurous because that makes you more vulnerable to predators.
Having said that, I wonder if that's what happened with the crayfish with the same character from Palmer. Because remember, he would throw a boil over at Palmer.
Oh, right.
And one time, and they basically had them all in a, you know, in a couple big pools or whatever.
Right.
One year, the pools were breached. And so the crawfish escaped and was making their way around the campus of Palmer College.
I've never heard that story.
Yeah, no, they got away one year.
Well, these crayfish are being exposed because we're taking all of these antidepressants, and then that ends up in the waterway. And now it says that the crayfish are spending more time foraging for food and less time hiding under shelters, which is really what they need to do. So all of the pills that we're taking to function are making the crayfish.
Well, my buddy down in Mattoon, Soul Stash, he's had instances where, on more than one occasion, where he'll find crayfish that are like hanging outside his garage.
No! Just to see how crayfish exposed to antidepressants in a natural setting responded, this team of scientists placed crustaceans inside tanks of water that mimicked a usual stream environment. Each tank contained a plexiglass shelter for a crayfish to hide under. And then for weeks, they kept infusing antidepressants in the water, and the crayfish were twice as likely to pop out of their shelters and go exploring around.
Mm-hmm. It happens.
The group exposed to medication spent 400% more time in the part of the tank where there was food and where they wouldn't have been safe. Now, it's worth pointing out, during the experiment, there were not any predators. But in the wild, they're eaten by foxes and raccoons. And, I mean, imagine birds probably eat them too, right? Flushed medications may not cause death in the animals that swim in them, but they have the potential to alter their normal behavior. The grand parade, I'm being told, is on August 28th.
Okay, so late in August.
Late in August. Grand Parade 35.2, they're calling it.
So that'll
be held August 28th.
So it'll be like the last weekend
before Labor Day.
Before football takes over.
Oh, right. And the route for the parade is the same as it always is.
Yeah, I don't see why they changed that.
Right. That'll be fun. We don't have to worry about it being too cold for the Grand Parade this year.
No.
There are years when that is a concern.
Might be hot as hell, but...
Perhaps. But there are ways to cool down.
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
I didn't think it'd be like this.
Well, that was fun. We'll have another one for you very soon. Thanks for downloading, listening, subscribing, all that you do for the show. We really appreciate you hanging out with us. Until we get a chance to do it again, we want to thank Nature's Treatment of Illinois for sponsoring the podcast.
Absolutely, and you can order recreational items online from the Galesburg location and also order medicinal items online from the Milan location. All you have to do is go to the website, and that would be ntillinois.com.
Until next time, hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy and safe, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities record spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock Island.
Come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
And that's how she wrote.